It's sneaking up on summer here in New England, slowly. But for our neighbors on Cape Cod, summer means lots of visitors. Last summer was tough for restaurants, hotels, and tour shops on the Cape. They couldn't find enough seasonal workers. Most businesses there rely on foreign workers who come to the U.S. on H-2B visas, temporary non-immigrant visas given out to seasonal workers. The U.S. government only issues 33,000 of them, that's for the entire nation, each year for summertime workers. And with record demand, even that's proving to be not nearly enough. And this year might be shaping up to be harder than last year. The World's Jason Margolis has our story.
The Hot Chocolate Sparrow is a popular spot in the beach town of Orleans. For 16 years, they've been serving up more than just coffee.
Yeah, we do coffee, espresso, sandwiches, breakfasts, chocolate, candy, ice cream, fraps.
Fraps is New England speak for milkshakes. Owner Perry Sparrow has 80 employees in summer, a mix of locals, college students, and eight folks on H-2B visas. Sparrow has to post his jobs here first to try and hire Americans. If he can't find enough, which he says he never can, he gets the same workers each year from Jamaica and the Philippines.
And they can, you know, crank out these sandwiches like clockwork.
But last year, they didn't arrive until after Labor Day. It was basically too late.
So yeah, it causes, you know, longer lines, definitely slower service, all the things you might expect.
This year, he has no idea when his foreign workers might get here. Federal labor officials received 81,000 seasonal visa applications in January from across the country. Immigration officials are only handing out 33,000. The Trump administration set up a lottery.
We didn't win the lottery, so we're still waiting on the visa cap to be lifted.
But Congress did lift the cap for this year back in March as part of a spending bill. That doubled the amount of H-2B visas available for the season. But the Department of Homeland Security hasn't yet released those extra visas. Democratic Congressman Bill Keating, who represents the Cape, says during times of high demand in the Bush and Obama administrations, the solutions were straightforward.
What's happened, with the Trump administration is a change in this policy, a change that empowered the Secretary of Homeland Security to have final authority.
U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, the part of DHS that oversees the visas, declined an interview request. Keating and others are waiting to find out when the extra visas will be released. Keating says this delay could hurt President Trump's resorts as well.
And there's an irony there. His facilities liberally use the H-2B visas.
Keating is part of a coalition of 89 members in Congress now fighting the White House on the visa delay.
Why are they making it so difficult? Yeah, why are they resting all this with the Department of Homeland Security, really making it an immigration issue when it's truly a small business issue?
McGregor Hay, who owns Max Seafood, put things more bluntly.
You know, at its core, it's really, this is part of what people are afraid of, the browning of America.
We sat at the outside tables at Max Shack near the water in the town of Wellfleet. Hay's restaurant is pretty empty now, but you can wait hours for a table during August. Hay hires about 300 people to work at his establishments each year, perhaps 70 on H-2B visas. He's fed up with people who say this doesn't put Americans first. He says he can't find enough Americans.
We have to advertise extensively. I've had maybe 5 or 6 people apply in 17 years.
Hay says he recruited in Puerto Rico this year as well. He only got 2 workers. It would have been easier to hire Puerto Ricans who are Americans. Hiring foreign workers costs him more money. Each year when he fills out the paperwork and pays for flights to bring his workers from across the globe, he says he's shelling out at least an extra $100,000.
And everyone says, well, just raise the wages that you pay your employees. That is not a solution because our wages are already high. Put it this way, if I can find someone that wants to relocate to this community, into our restaurants, into our business for anywhere from the $16 to $20 hour range, then hit me up, send me an email. We've got a spot for you.
If he doesn't get those emails, he's in trouble. The H-2B visa crunch this year is even tighter because of a rule change 2 years ago. Returning workers used to be exempt from the visa cap. That way, businesses could be guaranteed to bring back the same workers year after year. And it also freed up more visas. Congress let the exemption expire back in 2016. Hay is fed up with the way the policies are stigmatizing foreign workers.
These are human beings. These are people with feelings, emotions, families, goals, aspirations.
He took me back into the kitchen to talk to some of the guys, like Ansel Mathewson from Jamaica, who was slicing potatoes. He's been coming to Max for 5 years.
Wonderful place to work, you know, great food, great vibe, working with the Mexicans. Best place to be, you know?
Mathewson wants to go to culinary school and eventually own his own place in Jamaica. He says working on the Cape is good experience and good money, and he feels lucky to have gotten a visa this year.
Yes, I have a lot of friends back in Jamaica. Didn't get the opportunity to come here, you know, so it's kind of sad, but it is what it is.
For The World, Jason Margolis, Wellfleet, Massachusetts.